1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of GreenSports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Peters Township High School. As tonight's on GreenSports.net, it is the quarterfinal round of the WPIAL Class 3A girls basketball playoffs. The number 7 seed, Waynesburg Central, taking on the second seeded Beaver Falls Tigers. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist, and tonight's coverage on GreenSports.net presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Also brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic Internet Better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Again, it's Waynesburg Central against Beaver Falls in the WPIAL quarterfinals. And stay tuned. We'll have more on the Iron Synergy pregame show coming up right after this.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And welcome back to Peters Township High School. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist here on GreenSports.net. And it's the WPIAL 3A girls basketball quarterfinals. Number 7 seed Waynesburg Central coming in to face the Beaver Falls Tigers. And Waynesburg Central riding an 11-game winning streak entering tonight's game. 21-2 overall. They were 10-2 in Section 3 and finished in second place in that section, just one game back of section champion Seton LaSalle. And appearing in the playoffs for the second time in the last 3 years, the 11-game winning streak for Waynesburg Central, including a first-round win over Deer Lakes, 55-28. Beaver Falls, meanwhile, 21-1 overall. They were undefeated section champions in Section 1 and won 20 in a row to start the season. The only blemish for the Tigers against Neshanic in overtime, 73-71 on February 7th at the Bash at Newcastle. And Beaver Falls, in their opening round, a dominant win over 15-seed South Allegheny, 73-15. So, Bob Orquist, when you get to the quarterfinal round, your first round, especially when you're the number one seed, typically you can cruise. But here, once you get to the quarterfinals, things get a little interesting.
Yeah, indeed. But it's going to be excited at this time of the year, right? It's the playoffs, so you're excited. Also exciting, we get two teams that are combined 42-3 on the season. You mentioned it. Beaver Falls won a long time. They lost to Neshanic. Even though Neshanic's 2A, they're the number one seed and a pretty good program there. No problem at all against South Allegheny. It was a 48-point lead at halftime for Beaver Falls in that one. On the other side, it was a little closer for Waynesburg, but they had a 16-0 run in the third quarter to secure that victory. You mentioned 11 straight victories for the Raiders. Also 14-15 in the early loss in that stretch was to Keystone Oaks, which put them in the second place in the section. But this should be a good matchup, the 2 seed and the 7 seed. Try to keep our eyes on the 3-6 matchup opposite of this, which is Greensburg Central Catholic, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game on Saturday.
And as far as a little bit of history, is you see the bracket there for the folks on the NFHS Network. But Beaver Falls seeking a second straight trip to the WPIAL semifinals and looking to do that for the third time in the last 6 seasons as well. A lot of success now under sixth-year head coach Dom Henderson. Also defensive backs coach for Geneva College, but he's rebuilt this Beaver Falls program. They were 1-18 before his arrival in 2020, and again now they have been regulars in getting deep into the postseason, trying to do that again this year.
So there's a great point, right? There's a great lesson to preach patience. One win in 2020, 1-18, and now they've got 2 semifinal appearances in the last 5 seasons, trying to make it 3-6. 2 semifinal appearances, losing to eventual champion Mohawk, then eventual champion Shadyside Academy. So if Beaver Falls gets to the semifinals, that might be hope for their opponent. Maybe they break that streak. But Dom Henderson has done a great job. He's a Beaver Falls graduate, played basketball on one of their championship teams, also a quarterback on their football team. So he knows a little bit about Beaver Falls history. He's making some of Beaver Falls history in his own right.
And whenever you have a grad of your school, right, coaching your school, they're invested and they want to bring that pride back. And he certainly has done that for this Beaver Falls girls program, which has 2 WPIAL championships in 1985 and 1987, also won state title in 1985. Waynesburg, meanwhile, has never won a WPIAL girls basketball title, but they have a young group, a lot of freshmen that are in the starting lineup, and they're hoping to build something here again in the playoffs for the second time in the last 3 years. And of those three freshmen, Tess Pauly, 5'7", freshman guard, averaging 15.5 points per game. You kind of start with her, but it's a really fun group here, this Waynesburg team under head coach Mark Capozzoli.
Indeed, and it's a contrast, right? So Taylor Poland and Draven Haskins on the other side, the two top scorers for Beaver Falls seniors. But Tess Pauly at 16.1 is the highest scorer in this game. She's had a fantastic freshman season as Tess Pauly. She's joined the lineup by two other freshmen, so three of their starting five are freshmen, and Chatham Knight is the junior. Peyton Cowell is the senior in that starting lineup. But a really good year for Tess Pauly, and she'll be counted on to continuing the going. One thing, as we progress tonight, the loser of this game is not done. They'll get into the consolation bracket. 6 teams will represent the WPIL in Class 3A in the state playoffs. Unlike some of the brackets, which have 8 teams, so you get to the quarterfinals, you're guaranteed a state playoff bid. And this one, you get the consolation round. You have to win your way into the tournament.
And then there are some other brackets that I'm more accustomed to seeing where you get 1 or 2 teams in. So, it's nice to see that, no matter what happens tonight, the season is not over for whomever goes down to defeat. There is still more on the horizon. And, for this Waynesburg team to go with, you know, that young freshman core, to go 21-2, really speaks volumes. Obviously, it's a great present, but you've got a great future in store, and certainly Waynesburg looking forward to that.
4 of their 10 players, by the way, 2 are freshmen, so a smaller roster and a younger roster. But 21-2 doesn't lie. They're 21-2. versus 21-1 here in the quarterfinals.
That's the Iron Synergy pregame show, and we'll take another break. We'll be back with more on the Iron Synergy pregame show right after this on greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show as we get ready for the opening tip. Starting lineups being introduced as we speak, and we'll go ahead and run down those for you as well. For Waynesburg, Adonai Johnson, 5'5", freshman guard. Tess Pauley, 5'7", freshman guard. Emma Blair, 5'10", freshman forward. Chatham Knight, 5'6", junior guard. And Peyton Cowell, 5'10", senior forward. For Beaver Falls, Kalasia Cannon, a freshman forward. Taylor Pullen, 5'7", senior guard. Draven Haskins, 5'6", senior guard. Kaya Timus, a 5'6", freshman guard. Layla Brown-Pasha, 5'8", junior guard. Those are your starting lineups for this quarterfinal matchup between Waynesburg and Beaver Falls. That's the Iron Synergy pregame show. We'll have the opening tip right after this.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Well, Bob Borquist, we have two teams, each with 21 wins apiece. So 42 wins combined, obviously a lot of star power. What are you looking forward to in this matchup?
So looking forward to seeing the freshman, Tess Pauley, at 16.1 points a game. Also the leading rebounder for Waynesburg is Peyton Cowell, one of their senior leaders. But the 1-2 punch of Taylor Pullen and Draven Haskins in the first round against South Allegheny. Haskins went over 1,000 points. So that's a nice 1-2 punch. Beaver Falls likes to play defense. That could be maybe a difference maker in this game.
Opening tap controlled by Beaver Falls, and we're underway. Great to have you with us on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist. So Beaver Falls, bounce pass, short jumper, good, right out of the gate for Kaya Thomas. And just like that, it's 2-0 Tigers.
Good ball movement. They were working left side. One extra pass to the right side, an easy jumper.
No, there's the pressure. Waynesburg beats it easily, but a missed layup. Rebound putback won't go from the right side for Adonai Johnson. Third try at it. Emma Blair misses. Rebound tap back her way. Blair going to kick it out. Wide open player for three. That one won't fall for Tess Pauley. And Beaver Falls has had enough. Finally grabs the rebound here in the opening 45 seconds. And gliding to the cup for a layup, it's Draven Haskins. 4-0 Beaver Falls. 7:05 to go in this opening quarter. Driving left side of the lane. A little left-handed scoop layup is good for Peyton Cowell. Waynesburg on the board, trailing 4-2.
Well, the Raiders have done a good job in the first two possessions of breaking the pressure. Two offensive rebounds on their first possession. That time, a transition basket for the senior Cowell.
Kick right corner. Three ball too strong on the try for Kalasia Cannon. One and done that time for the Tigers as Waynesburg looks to either tie or take the lead of the early going. Pass tipped and ricochets out of bounds toward Coach Henderson. So still showing those skills. Coach Henderson, as we mentioned in the opening of the broadcast, in his sixth year as head coach, but he was a part of the 2005 WPIL championship team and state championship team for Beaver Falls. So he's still got game. Errant pass out of bounds for Waynesburg, and ultimately it will be Beaver Falls possession.
Yeah, here's the pass, right? So that's a good play. That's a good inbounds play. And you swing Emma Blair around all the traffic, but you got to be true with the pass. Dom Henderson would know that on the other side, right, being an S quarterback. So a good play, just the execution a little bit off for Waynesburg.
Beaver Falls sets up shop, leading by two, early going first quarter of the 3A quarterfinals. Top of the key, driving in from the right, Kai Thomas, bounce pass to the right corner, but she not on the same page with Draven Haskins as it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, she was couldn't tell if Haskins was going to go further out or to the corner. She guessed in the corner. Well, that's a turnover the other way for Beaver Falls.
Game one of a doubleheader here from this location at Peters Township. Waynesburg and Beaver Falls underway. Still 4-2, Beaver Falls leading. There's that full court pressure from the Tigers. Waynesburg beats it. Now Emma Blair gliding it. Fakes the pass right. Goes up with a layup. Too tall, though, off the high window. Beaver Falls turns and burns the other way. Layup, that no good off the glass on the try by Tybus. And Beaver Falls on the offensive glass will reset. Kalasia Cannon slithers through the lane, but that won't fall. Another opportunity. Rebound put back. No good for Timas. Now finally Waynesburg puts that to an end. Is sprawling for the rebound was Cal.
Three extra chances and no points.
Left corner, pump fake by Chatham Knight. She'll look down low. Left side low blocks. Tess Pauley lobs one over the rim. 3-on-2 for Beaver Falls, and all the way for the finish is Taylor Pullen for the lay-in, and the senior that just reached reached 1,000 points in her career last season as a junior, tacks on a few more.
That was a good rebound and an own transition. Again, Randy, Waynesburg is breaking the press pretty easily so far.
Adonai Johnson with the layup makes it 6-4.
Because the press is what Beaver Falls relies on, too, defensively to create offense.
Left wing three is too strong for Timas. Getting open looks, Beaver Falls, but they are ice cold right now here from Peters Township at the early going.
Well, both teams not shooting it very well so far.
4:45 to play in the opening stanza. There's a cutter wide open. Peyton Cowell for the layup. Ties the score 6-6.
So good eyes from the left wing for Emma Blair, and a great cut by Peyton Cowell. 4-6 for Waynesburg for Peyton Cowell.
Inside feed from Timas, shot partially blocked for Brown Pasha. And there's another block by Cowell, but this time it will come with a foul that will send Layla Brown Pasha to the free throw line.
So the first block, or they were both actually Peyton Cowell.
There's yeah, Cowell had you're right on. Cowell had the first clean block and then the second one with the foul. So Brown Pasha, first free throw is good to give Beaver Falls the lead back 7-6.
First sub into the game is Zakiya Slade, a freshman for Beaver Falls.
Layla Brown Pasha. Freshman year spent at Beaver Falls. Sophomore year at Aliquippa. Now back at Beaver Falls, transferring back in. Misses on the second free throw. So one for two trip for her. Waynesburg right wing. Blair three. Back iron. Rebound tipped. And that will go out of bounds. Nearly it over the back there for Beaver Falls. But because of that, the ball off the reaching freshman of Zakiya Slade. And it's Waynesburg ball. 4:12 left in the first. 1 point lead for Beaver Falls. Baseline left inbounds. Lobbed in by Pauly to Cow. She'll hand it back off. Three ball. That's no good for Blair. And the rebound corralled by Beaver Falls. Midway point of the first. Both teams trying to settle into this one. Shooting efficiency has not quite been there for either side. Beaver Falls will slow it down on this possession.
The shots have kind of been plenty. The makes, not so much.
Lobbed up try by Zakiya Slade. Comes up short of the rim. Waynesburg thinking about three. They'll take a three. Blair left corner. Off target. Rebound. Corralled by the freshman Slade. And she's going to turn on the Jets. Does not have numbers. Now creates numbers. But the ball was tipped and then off the underside of the rim. And Waynesburg gets it back.
Peyton Cow hustling back. And she deflects it almost in to the basket. Good job to get back, though, and stop that transition.
Blair from the left elbow finds Cow cutting, spins, goes up with a left. Great move in the post. Gets the basket to go and counted plus the foul.
Well, she has ever watched Dancing with the Stars. This would get you high scores. She goes fakes left, steps back hard right, goes back left, and one. Really good stuff. Six for Peyton Cow in this first quarter so far.
And the free throw no good, but it is 8 points for Waynesburg, so six of the eight belongs to Cal, and a one-point lead for the Waynesburg Central Raiders in this first period of the WPIAL 3A quarterfinals. Great to have you with us on greensports.net. Taylor Pullen, rather. Pullen, who had 29 against Neshanic a couple of weeks ago, and the only loss for Beaver Falls this year. Diagonal pass across the court is wayward, intended for Slade, and it's Waynesburg basketball.
Oh, Waynesburg does a good job of breaking the pressure, but they've sort of stymied its tempo for Beaver Falls. They like tempo on their defensive side and their offensive side, and Waynesburg so far has done a good job of handling that. Just a one-point lead, though, for the Raiders.
Clock winds to 2:39 in the first period. A one-point lead for Waynesburg, the number seven seed, against the second-seeded Beaver Falls Tigers. Cow, bounce pass. Gliding through, finding an opening is Tess Pauly. Just drops it in the cylinder. 10-7 Waynesburg.
That's good eyes because Cow almost got trapped when she got towards that left elbow. But she saw Pauly creating space and created enough space to get two. And there's a foul at the other end.
Great first step for Zakiya Slade.
There's that play. So she splits the double team. So Cow needed help. And instead of coming to her, Pauly decided to go towards the hoop, right? Scorer's mentality.
And Zakiya Slade, who was able to create an opportunity. First free throw for her is good.
Two fouls against Peyton Cowell, so keep an eye on that as Addison Cowell. One Cowell comes out, the other Cowell comes in. Also off the bench, Tamara Estelle for Beaver Falls.
Addison, the sophomore, younger sister, of course, of Peyton. Free throw for Slade, good.
Both the Cowell sisters on the girls' soccer team at Waynesburg.
And we are at a timeout called for Beaver Falls. So a couple of free throws cuts the deficit to 1 point for the number two seed. We'll step aside as well as you're tuned into coverage on greensports.net presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
And welcome back to Peters Township, WPIAL quarterfinals. Waynesburg leading Beaver Falls 10-9. Here comes the full court pressure for Beaver Falls out of the timeout. Waynesburg once again breaks, so you can tell they've been working on that quite a bit leading into this game. And coming wide open for three, Rainbow Trey, no good for Blair. Rebounded by Taylor Pullen. Pullen turns on the Jets, and she'll glide to the rim once again. Pullen very good in transition, gives Beaver Falls the lead 11-10.
Easy to see why she went over 1,000 points last year. Waynesburg's doing a good job with that third player high near the top of the key. There's a clean steal.
Haskins jumped the route, so to speak, like a defensive back, and takes it the distance to give Beaver Falls a 13-10 lead. Waynesburg calls a timeout to regroup. We'll step aside. Again, you're tuned into coverage on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hey, welcome back. Waynesburg calling its first time out. Head coach Mark Capozzoli. We talked about all the freshmen for Waynesburg. He's a freshman of sorts, first-year head coach. This is his first head coaching job at the high school level after a long time as an AAU coach. And ball tipped out of bounds here by Beaver Falls with the full court pressure. It had been a longtime AAU coach, but took over for Chris Minard, who stepped down after 10 seasons here at Waynesburg. Inbounds passes. There's the full court pressure for the Tigers. Waynesburg now will give it away. That pressure starting to become a factor. Pulling with the steal, pass tipped, finds its way though to Slade on the left wing, moves in along the baseline and draws a foul. She was going to come down out of bounds, but fortunately for her, she was fouled by Addison Cowell first.
So the pressure has kind of gotten to them, not in the full court Friday, but the half court. They've got a couple turnovers, including the breakaway layup by Haskins after the steal. So that's where the defensive pressure for Beaver Falls has kind of taken effect late in this first quarter.
And off the inbounds for Beaver Falls, Bunny missed. Checking into the game, Tamara Estelle, 5'6", sophomore forward. So the rebound goes to the Raiders, trailing by three with 1:10 to go in the first period. 3A quarterfinals. Crossover move, nicely done by Polly, but sticking to her is Haskins, that being Draven Haskins. Underneath feed, goes off the hands of Chatham Knight and corralled by Estelle. 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass ahead. Pullen finds Slade, but her shot blocked by the younger Cal. But a steal, ball taken right out of the hands of Polly by Timus, and then her hook shot from the right side, low blocks, way too strong, and then it ricochets out of bounds off of Beaver Falls. Waynesburg possession with 36.5 to go in the opening stanza.
A couple of chaotic sequences, that one included, in this first quarter so far.
Well, sent into Blair, backcourt. Cal throws it away. Wanted to go to Polly, but let her too much.
She looks back, and then she had room to keep dribbling. I know sometimes you're not comfortable handling the ball, but get across the timeline and stop and have your teammate come to you. She had also support coming down the left side. She chose wrong. This is a chance for Beaver Falls to take advantage of this turnover late.
It's like a quarterback who feels pressure that isn't there.
That's right.
What happened for Cal.
That happens.
She felt pressure that wasn't there. Beaver Falls winding some clock for the last shot of the period. Down to 13 seconds. A little leaner in the lane. Good for Haskins. She won't wait, but it's good. 15-10 Beaver Falls. 6 seconds to go in the quarter, and then the ball tipped, and there's a layup for Timus, and it's now 17-10 Beaver Falls. Is a 10-0 run for the Tigers, ends the first quarter. Beaver Falls 17, Waynesburg 10. You're tuned into coverage on greensports.net and at FHS. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
One quarter of the books. Beaver Falls leads 17-10 over Waynesburg. Bob Orquist, your impressions of the first?
Good finish for Beaver Falls. Waynesburg was having kind of an easy time, actually, dealing with the pressure. Not so much late in the first quarter. That is what why Beaver Falls has this 10-0 run and the 7-point lead.
Peyton Cowell back in the game with her two fouls. She has 6 points, and her absence was a factor in the 10-0 run for Beaver Falls, and she loses the ball out of bounds in the right quarter. So now it's Beaver Falls possession.
You see the steal on the transition for Poland. 4 points, another steal there. Draven Haskins, 6 points, the two leading scorers. Haskins with six, Cowell with six are your game high. That's Peyton Cowell and Draven Haskins, I should clarify, because they're sisters on both teams. Six for each for Draven and Peyton.
The elder statesman.
Correct.
Of the sister duo.
The older sisters.
Yeah, that's right. They are leading the way for each squad. Here's an inside feed from the right side. Low blocks. Nice duck under by time. It's missed the first try. Rebound putback doesn't fall forward. Now we've got a scramble. Diving in there is Cowell to force the tie-up. And the arrow is with Beaver Falls.
You know what I like? Even though Kaya Timus doesn't make the shot, you said that the duck under, right? She's great job to angle her body to get inside of the defender to get an easier shot, even though she missed it. She did get her hands on the rebound, and then the second tie-up keeps the ball with the Tigers.
Nice ball fake by Cannon. She drives, it is fouled, and boy, Cowell's in the area. Let's see here. They call it
Paul Tess Pauly.
On Tess Pauly, fortunately for the Waynesburg.
Just one
faithful.
Three and not two threes.
Yes.
Which is fortunate for Waynesburg.
Would have been a big problem otherwise. So at the charity stripe, Kalasia Cannon. Cannon, who scored 11 points off the bench in the recent playoff win over South Allegheny, misses on the first free throw. Quite a few freshmen on this Beaver Falls team, so they have not only a great present but bright future as well. Of course,
yeah.
Pullen and Haskins
they're
lead the way currently.
They're the only two seniors for Beaver Falls.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Blair has it, able to ward off Timus. And now here comes Tess Pauly, trying to settle things down here for Waynesburg after a 10-0 run for Beaver Falls to end the first quarter. 6:47 to go in the second period. We're still without a point in this particular quarter. Pauly tries a long two inside the arc. No good. Rebound by Taylor Pullen in transition. Finds Timus in stride. She'll lay it in. 19-10 Beaver Falls. Timus up to six.
Yeah, six for her. Good assist. Pullen, 4 points, four rebounds, and one assist by my numbers.
And now a 12-0 run for Beaver Falls. As we'll have a new player checking in. That's Kendall McKay, 5'5 freshman guard. Chatham Knight checks out.
Yeah, McKay and Addison Cowell, really. That's seven. That's generally the rotation for Mark Capozzoli.
And a foul on that full court pressure by Layla Brown Pasha. Layla, her older sister Carla Brown, played basketball and volleyball at Aliquippa, all-section player there, and currently a freshman guard at Edinburgh, was a 1,000-point scorer at Aliquippa, was Carla Brown.
She was part of the championship team for Aliquippa.
And so the athleticism of Layla Brown Pashik.
Or at least the championship appearance team. There you go. Now we need points out of this.
So breaking the pressure here for Waynesburg. Wide open top of the key three. No good for Pauly. Offensive glass, though, getting to it is McKay.
Both Blair and Pauly are searching for the first three-pointer.
Oh,
really fantastic play right there. So Kendall McKay, let's check it. It's Timus. Watch. She reaches in with the right hand. And then corrals it on the other side with the left hand, and she draws the foul, I think.
Now, the official's talking it over. Timus, yeah, they're deciding on who the foul was on. They call it on Pauly, which that's two on her now.
That's really fantastic defense by the freshman, Timus.
Absolutely. Timus with the quick hands and an impact rookie. She had 10 points in the win over South Allegheny in the first round. A blowout win for Beaver Falls, 73-15.
Anytime you get the half leading 54-6, you've done some good things there. And that generally happens sometimes when the 116-215 games, you see that. That was the 215 game.
Right corner three, Timus the miss, rebound. Able to save it was Estelle, but she gives it up to Waynesburg in the process. And now the Raiders in transition, but putting up a fence there was Taylor Pullen to halt that for a moment. Blair pump fake from the right quarter. Goes to the top of the key with Pauly. She'll dribble in, then kick out. Left elbow. Oh, nice move. Is Peyton Cowell able to fake a pass and beat her defender? She's got eight, and there's the first basket for Waynesburg in the second quarter, trailing 19-12.
So she fakes right. What a fantastic fake right and a beautiful quick step left to go down the left blocks, 8 points. She's got eight of the 12 for Waynesburg.
Pull up Jay, mid-range, no good for Haskins. Rebound handled by Pauly. She'll find Cowell again. Oh, pocket picked. But then coming down out of bounds in the process, though, was Taylor Pullen.
You take that, right? Because you stopped the transition basket right there, even though it's an inbounds. Great stop by Pullen, not giving up on that and getting back, reaching in with the left hand to stop that.
Yeah, that was going to be a definite basket had she not reached
right?
in with the hand.
Even though it's an inbound, there's no foul as well.
Absolutely.
So no shots either from the free throw line.
Clean play, well done. Baseline left to trigger. 4:52 to play in the first half. Waynesburg trailing by 7 to Beaver Falls. Right wing, McKay thought about it. We'll pass it along the perimeter. Cowell in between the circles, now moving inside. Blair, nice pump fake, goes up with the left, gets a good bounce off the rim, backboarded in, and on the score sheet, Emma Blair, and it's now 19-14, Beaver Falls.
Really good, confident move there. A couple steps, and then back to the left to finish with the left hand. 4-0 run for Waynesburg.
Three ball missed by Timus. And the rebound for McKay. Now that last basket for Emma Blair. Third team all section, middle hitter in girls volleyball. And an offensive foul, moving screen on Cowell. That's the third on her, Peyton Cowell. That's a problem for the Raiders. And immediately Chatham Knight in off the bench. So Cowell, who's easily been the best player for Waynesburg in this game so far, will have to hit the bench with three fouls. 4:12 left in the first half.
Yeah, she's got 8 points, a rebound, and a block. Eight of their 14.
So Waynesburg will have to press on without her. Tip by McKay. No kickball rule, but Beaver Falls will retain possession.
A zone defense that Waynesburg is
on a three ball. Kalasia Cannon will beat that zone as it was a good kick on the assist by Taylor Pullen. 22-14 Beaver Falls.
Whether it was 2-3 or 3-2, that's how you beat that zone from the outside.
Baseline jumper in the left corner for two, too strong for Adonai Johnson. And Waynesburg in some trouble here. Here's a runner in the lane. Good for Taylor Pullen. She's up to six. You've got three players with six now. Pullen, Haskins, and Timus. And Beaver Falls with a 10-point lead, 24-14. Johnson will try to break it up. Three is an air ball. Rebound Chatham Knight in the right corner. Bounce past the Blair. Blair is stripped, and then a foul coming up as Pullen was trying to run away, but run up on by Blair falling down.
So Blair turns, gets the steal. And I mean, we'll invert, but there's definitely contact.
Now, both of those things can be true, right? Inadvertent, but definite contact for the foul.
I kind of agree that they went with Pullen.
Oh, no, they go with Pullen.
Yeah,
excuse me for the foul.
Because Blair fell into her, but Pullen, in getting the steal, kind of knocked Blair down. So
that was the ruling. The foul by Pullen came first before what happened second. Here's Chatham Knight, layup there, driving the right side. 24-16, Beaver Falls by eight. Knight on the score sheet, her first basket, as we're under three to play in the second quarter. Left wing firing up a three, and another one goes down. the splash for Draven Haskins. She's up to 9, and the lead swells to 11 for Beaver Falls, and now a steal by Haskins. Bounce pass finds Slade wide open for the easy layup, and now it's 29-16 Beaver Falls. Full court pressure, steal, pulling, runner, no good, contact, and this will be the third foul on Tess Pauley.
Well, I'm thinking, we see the Chatham Knight basket. Here's the three from the left wing from Haskins. That Dom Henderson, one of the hats he wears, you mentioned it, defensive back coach at Beaver Falls. He stayed. Junior DeMarco left. He stays with Coach Contenta. I think he's teaching these players how to play defensive back because they have stepped into the passing lane several times in this first half to create turnovers and create transition opportunities and transition points.
First free throw no good for Taylor Pullen. Score remains 29-16. So foul trouble, not only the score being a problem for Waynesburg, foul trouble an issue is Tess Pauley with her third foul.
And she comes out Larson Huffman, the sophomore off the bench for Waynesburg.
Well, Huffman in, but Pauley does remain out there, so she's going to stay in there with the three fouls. Is Coach Mark Capozzoli going to have to try and take his chances with one of these two players as we have a foul on Beaver Falls? That'll go against Haskins. And with all the turnovers created by Beaver Falls, they have done so cleanly. Just amazing pressure defense. That's what they do. Guarding the inbounds is Estelle.
Three players, Timus, Haskins, and Pohl, each have two steals, and there's another steal.
Climbing the ladder, Slade, and she'll just take it all the way. What athleticism there.
Give her two steals to go with her 6 points.
31-16, and now a tip pass by Haskins out of bounds.
See, another defensive back type play. That's just what they do defensively. Took a while. Waynesburg, again, really, I thought, for the first 5-6 minutes, did a great job of breaking the pressure. Late first quarter, in the second quarter, the defense for Beaver Falls has found its footing.
Waynesburg led 10-7 in the first quarter, but it's been all Beaver Falls since. And there's another steal and layup. Draven Haskins, the first in double figures with 11. 33-16.
Smooth and fluid for Haskins. I don't know about that call. I thought that was a clean steal for Draven Haskins.
The Beaver Falls faithful felt the same way you did.
She got the right hand in there and just took it away.
See if we get a look at it here. That's her second foul. Oh.
A little bit, maybe, but no, I don't know if that's enough to warrant that.
It's a tough one. But Haskins called for her second. Now coming open, Emma Blair layup, the miss. Rebound tipped out by Haskins to Pullen. Two-on-one develops for Beaver Falls. Bounce pass to Timus. She'll take care of the rest. Kaya Timus has 8. And Beaver Falls pulling away at 35-16. And we have a travel. There's that pressure as Blair shuffles the feet.
Yeah, Stell got onto Blair before Blair could locate an outlet.
Tamara Estelle, who forced that, having a breakout campaign as a sophomore off the bench. Her father, the late Kevin Estelle, played basketball at Beaver Falls, class of 1985, part of back-to-back championships in the mid-80s for Beaver Falls. How about a three here for Zakiya Slade? She's up to 9, and Beaver Falls rolling 38-16.
21-6 second quarter, and a turnover for Waynesburg as Blair steps on the sideline.
Any way you can force a turnover, Beaver Falls is doing that right now. Pinning players to the sideline, forcing shuffling of feet, or just clean steals. It's all been done. There's a tip pass by Blair out of bounds. Emma Blair, 5'10 freshman. Ball sent in to Pullen near the top of the key. Pass to Slade. Quick first step for her. We'll find Timus. Oh, great look. Timus able to dish it off to Estelle wide open for the easy finish. We're down to 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. 40-16 Beaver Falls. We've got a tie-up.
It was Haskins again with those hands. How about the pass you mentioned? I didn't even see Samara Estelle. I didn't look. She's behind the defender. Doesn't matter if I didn't see her. Kaya Timus certainly did.
Absolutely. Timus with a great assist there. 44 seconds, the arrow was with Waynesburg, so the Raiders retaining possession. Johnson well defended by Pullen. Inside, tic-tac-toe out to Johnson for three, right corner air ball. Rebound, Estelle quickly finds Pullen, who hustles ahead. Gliding, Slade swatted out of bounds by Pauly. Something to cheer about here for Waynesburg in the second quarter.
I think Tess Pauly might have got rid of a little bit of frustration with that block on the left baseline.
Beaver Falls still with possession. 25 seconds to go in the half. Bounce look inside. Estelle has it batted away, but ricochets the time as she'll miss on the layup attempt. Ball out of bounds off of Waynesburg.
Yeah, it was Pauly who batted that away with Tamara Estelle trying to make some post moves. 16.6 at the left baseline inbound for the Tigers.
Sent into Haskins, left wing. And pass nearly stolen by Johnson. Now we've got a scramble. Pauly dives on it. Forces the tie up the arrow this time with Beaver Falls. 10 seconds to go in the half.
That'd be almost perfect, right? Because if you could have turned that into transition basket late, maybe get a little bit of life down 24 for Waynesburg. Arrow does favor the Tigers.
40-16, Beaver Falls. Ball sent in to Pullen. Underneath to Estelle. Quickly up with it. Misses on the bunny. Rebound Waynesburg. Still with 4 seconds. Pauly says she wants it. Pauly, half-court buzzer beater try is no good, and that'll do it for the first half, and in particular a second quarter dominated by Beaver Falls. 40-16, Tigers in front, and we'll step aside for a break as our coverage brought to you by NFHS and greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man. Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more games, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, frill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
We are at the half in this Class 3A quarterfinal. Beaver Falls leading 40-16 over Waynesburg Central. Winner of this will face the winner between Greensburg Central Catholic and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart on the other side of the bracket. That one being played right now at Bethel Park High School. But Waynesburg starting out well in this game in the first quarter, leading 10-7. Peyton Cowell had 8 of those first 10 points. But Cal got into foul trouble simultaneously. Beaver Falls able to take advantage of that. A 12-0 run by the early stages of the second quarter gave Beaver Falls a 19-10 lead. And from that point on, all the mojo with Beaver Falls as they outscored Waynesburg Central 23-6 in the second quarter. Draven Haskins leading the way with 11 points for Beaver Falls, 8 for Kaya Thomas, 9 for Zakiah Slade, 6 for Taylen Pullen among the leaders there. Peyton Cowell with 8 points, but she sat for half of that second period with 3 fouls. And Tess Pauly
another talented freshman, also with three fouls, although she did remain in out of necessity. So that's been a problem, the foul trouble in that pressure defense for Beaver Falls.
So you mentioned they got their mojo, and I think their defense found their mojo, which helped their offense, the Tigers, find their mojo. They were up 48 over South Allegheny, only half that, but it's better competition. I think they're going to be very pleased. You take out the first 6 minutes, you give them the remaining 12 minutes of the first half, and they've done what they wanted. They've done what they needed to. Got some adjustments to make if you're Waynesburg at halftime for Coach Mark Capozzoli.
And Waynesburg 21-2 this season, the only two losses to Seton LaSalle on December 22nd and Keystone Oaks on January 8th. So it's an 11-game winning streak for Waynesburg Central, but right now in a tough position as we speak, trailing 40-16 at the half. Beaver Falls had won 20 in a row to start the season, and the only blemish to Neshanic in the regular season finale, coming back with a big 73-15 win over South Allegheny in the opening round win. Draven Haskins had 23 points in that one, surpassed the 1,000-point mark in her career. So you've got two 1,000-point scorers, Taylor Pullen and Draven Haskins, and they have been big factors both offensively and defensively in this game for Dom Henderson's group.
You gave some of the scoring numbers. Pullen, in addition to the points, has two steals, two assists, six rebounds, which is a game high rebounding-wise. Three steals, a rebound, and an assist for Haskins. Two steals to go with the 9 points for Slade off the bench. Two steals, two rebounds, and an assist for Kaya Thomas, and two rebounds and 2 points for Estelle off the bench. Bench play has been a factor for Beaver Falls as well.
Well, we're in the halftime show. We'll step aside for a break. More coming up in just a moment as you're tuned into NFHS and greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
At the half in the 3A quarterfinals, Beaver Falls up on Waynesburg Central 40-16 in 3A girls basketball. Winner of this will play the winner between third-seeded Greensburg Central Catholic and sixth-seeded Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. We do have one score from the other side of the bracket. In the 4-5 game, Quaker Valley at the half leading Seton LaSalle 24-22. In the 1-8 matchup is Shadyside Academy versus Avonworth.
In searching for a score from GCC and Olsh, otherwise known as Greensburg Central Catholic and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, I came upon some pertinent information. So the consolation games, which we talked about, the play-in games, the dates have been released. So for girls 3A, this classification, and 5A, those games will start Friday for girls 4A Saturday. 2A and 1A will start on Monday, and the 6A third place game is on February 26th. So those will be up on the WPL website because those brackets were not updated earlier this afternoon. We mentioned the loser in this one gets in to that tournament, but with six teams going from the 3A classification here in District 7, you need to win your way through at least a few games in that tournament to get into the state playoffs.
Now, Waynesburg Central right now trailing 40-16, hoping to regroup under first-year head coach Mark Capozzoli. We talked earlier that he took over here as the head coach after spending quite a while as an AAU coach, and this is his first high school head coaching job. His family not all that far from here in Peters Township. His kids played at Chartiers Houston. Anthony Capozzoli, his son, now a senior offensive lineman at St. Vincent. He was an all-conference player in high school at Chartiers Houston, also a member of the high school wrestling team. And his daughter, Ava Capozzoli, played basketball and soccer at Char Houston, a recent grad, now a freshman soccer player at WNJ. She was a two-time All-WPIAL selection in soccer and an all-district pick in hoops with the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. So Coach Capozzoli huddled up with his group. They will break huddle now as they make their way toward the court. In the visiting black uniforms tonight, red numerals and lettering, white trim. Beaver Falls in the home whites is the number two seed with the orange numerals and lettering.
So we'll get a couple things for Waynesburg. Peyton Kyle will get back on the floor with the three personals. So she's really good inside. I think if you are to start a comeback for Waynesburg, you had some good looks from three. Blair missed, I believe, four threes, and Paulie missed one. You need one or two of those to go down, maybe get a little confidence, a little spark to try to overcome this 24-point deficit.
Yeah, trailing by as much as they are, and as you said, there were some open looks, but no threes in the entire first half. There's a drive missed by Paulie, rebound put back, no good by Cal. She'll try it again, and eventually one will fall, and she's fouled. So that's a good start for Waynesburg if you're looking for a comeback bid. So Kyle in double figures with 10 after that make. The foul will go against Taylor Poole in her second.
Three rebounds. So there, right, she's been the presence inside. So that's a good start. You need this free throw. She missed her previous and one.
She makes this one. Free throws will be important as well. If you can get to the free throw line, you have to convert.
Well, when you're negative 24, now negative 21, right?
Right.
Can't leave any points on the table, right? You've got to get them all in the book.
So Beaver Falls, missed by Timus from the mid-blocks on the left side. One kind of forced up against the rim. Blair collects the board. So Waynesburg settling in.
Five rebounds now from the Blair.
Baseline take, reverse layup for Cal. Rims out, gets her own rebound as everyone watches. And then Knight for a long two, no good. Pullen climbs the ladder to grab that board. 40-19 the score, and make it 42-19 as there is Timus. Check that. Kalasia Cannon, rather, for the layup, and she has an and-one opportunity.
There's a late whistle. That's less contact there than I thought, but it is a foul on Blair. Five now for the freshman Cannon, although 0 for 2 at the line tonight. Make it 1 for 3.
43-19 now. As they're breaking the pressure as Waynesburg Knight trying to move in after a pump fake. Layup sits on the rim, falls out. Board collected by Haskins. She's going to turn and burn. Two-on-one develops. Haskins all the way to the cup with it. She has 13 points, and it's now 45-19. Beaver Falls, 6:47 to go in this third quarter.
Steal
another steal.
Pasha.
Missing is Pullen, though, weaving through traffic with the floater. Waynesburg will slow it down.
It's now five rebounds. Pretty sure Draven Haskins has turned and burned quite a few times in her career. That almost, would that count? That would have went into the garbage can?
That's a different kind of basket.
That would get you an H in horse, right?
It would. Won't count here, unfortunately, for Waynesburg.
They're just searching for points. Unfortunately, it can't count when the ball's out of bounds.
6:20 and counting, third period, 45-19 Beaver Falls. Timus finds Haskins, moves in from the top of the key, bounce look, Brown Pasha off the front rim, no good. Rebound, Knight had it. We're going to have a tie-up And the arrow is with Beaver Falls.
Fifth rebound for Chatham Knight before the tie-up. Waynesboro's done a good job on the boards. But it's been the steals and the turnovers.
Oh, inbounds pass thrown away. Waynesburg gathers it in. Pauly dish to Blair. Layup good. Waynesburg trailing 45-21.
I think Blair got her hand on the ball initially. And that's a really well concocted 2-v-1 transition basket.
Emma Blair, older sister Addison, an all-conference basketball player when she was in high school. Now at Waynesburg University, cross country. Beaver Falls in possession. Time is the miss. Rebound. Cal, and then fouled by Brown Pasha.
So 7 rebounds for Peyton Cal. 11.7 rebounds. There was the turn and burn. Here's that really nice 2-on-1 break.
Yeah, great job by Pauly to set up Blair for the easy finish.
First of all, fantastic double-team defense to get that opportunity.
Now we've got some trouble here for Waynesburg, and the ball tipped by Pullen and out of bounds. Now Coach Henderson, he has that press working hard here for Beaver Falls, their bread and butter. Kalasia Cannon guarding the inbounder, Chatham Knight. Backcourt, Pauly will gather it and walk it across the timeline. 5:22 left here in the third, 45-21, Beaver Falls. Cal left-handed take, no good on the layup drive, rebounded by Timus. Timus with the speed, her shot blocked, Pauly cleanly denies. Cal quickly delivers it back to Pauly. And she will creep forward. Cal right elbow finds Blair wide open. Blair is fouled on her way to the basket. That's another one, the third on Brown Pasha.
So switch to the left hand, which gave Brown Pasha a chance to maybe get an easier chance at the block. Even though it's your offhand, you're going to stay with that. But 2 free throws, and again, can't leave these points out there.
It's actually the fourth on Brown Pasha, so one more than I thought. Emma Blair first free throw is good, and for Emma, I don't get to call Waynesburg Central games very often, but I do here today thanks to Jason Tennant and Green Sports. And back in the day at Waynesburg University, it was Waynesburg College back then, as a student broadcaster, I called games that Emma's mom played in. Natalie Provost, her maiden name, played basketball and softball at Waynesburg from 1996 through 2000. 681 career rebounds for her mom, Natalie. As the second free throw was good, we're at 45-22, and out of the scramble.
Well, Mom will be happy because Emma Blair created that turnover with the nice hands, the length at the top of the defense for Waynesburg.
Yeah, Natalie, top 5 all-time in rebounds at Waynesburg, still in the record book. Second team all-PAC in 1999. Here's a steal, though, by Haskins. Haskins, oh, great dish. Pullen, though, misses on the bunny. And there's Blair for another rebound. So anyway, life kind of came full circle for me today a little bit. There's a miss by Johnson, but Cal on the putback follow. She's up to 13, 45-24. Still a long way to go, but Waynesburg showing a bit of life here in the third quarter.
Life is what they need, right? Blair's a rebound away from a double-double.
Fadeaway air ball by Kalasia Cannon. Now we've got another arrow situation that will belong with Beaver Falls. And a timeout for Coach Dom Henderson. So realizing Waynesburg does have some life, he calls the TO. 4:10 to go in the third quarter, 45-24. Beaver Falls leading Waynesburg. You're tuned in to NFHS and greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
45-24, Waynesburg trailing as you saw Coach Mark Capozzoli trying to urge his team on for a comeback, and he'll enjoy that. A steal by Adonai Johnson out of the Beaver Falls timeout. Johnson pump fake from three-point land as Pullen comes out to guard. Bounce pass beyond Cal, but right to Blair. Blair drives, oh, with some spin, almost got that to find its home in the cylinder, but Blair will get two more free throws.
Should be foul number one on Kalijah Cannon. You take that, right? You mentioned the bounce pass was off the mark, but it actually kind of worked to the left elbow for Emma Blair.
So Blair Black back at the free throw line, and she'll cut the deficit to 20 now at 45-25. As we said, a long way to go here for Waynesburg, but there's still a lot of time left in this game. 3:49 left in the third. So the Raiders inching back, and they'll inch back a little bit more. And you love to score points with the clock stopped. That's exactly what Emma Blair and the Raiders do there. So now trailing 45-26, we have 3:43 remaining. Haskins, tall pass. Slade finds it near the left corner, glides to the basket. Runner won't go. Rebound, Estelle. Her follow doesn't fall either. Cannon now finds a wide open Haskins, right corner three, and she drains it. Draven Haskins, she's got 16 now.
It's her second three. And kind of lucky they kept at it, though. Give them credit for keeping out the rebounds. And when you find one of your top scorers wide open like that, take advantage of it. They did.
Rebound by Cal after a miss by Pauly.
That's her double-double.
And there's Johnson for a long two. So an answer for Waynesburg, 48-28. Drive missed by Beaver Falls. Tie up, this time the arrow with Waynesburg as we get another look at the Cal follow. And the Haskins three out of the right corner. So trying to break pressure, Waynesburg. And oh, Pullen able to leap high, great vertical. Tips the pass, and Haskins will move it into the forecourt. Left quarter. Slade will just hand it off to Pullen near the left wing. Trying to trap Waynesburg, but they leave a player wide open. Slade three, back iron. Rebound goes to Johnson on the long board. She's harassed, though, by a double team. Quickly releases to Pauly. Pauly finds a player wide open. Blair, tight quarters, though, is pinned to the baseline, and then Cal comes down out of bounds on the baseline with 2:17 left in the period.
See, time has come back, and almost perfect, except the lead pass to Blair put her too far underneath, and she just had to save it almost like a desperation save, which caused the eventual turnover.
48-28, Beaver Falls leading Waynesburg, 2:11 left in the third. Here comes the trap for the Raiders.
I like this from Waynesburg.
Trying to make the Tigers feel a bit uneasy. Miss on the floater by Haskins. Good rebound by Timus. She'll kick out Slade three. No. Rebound Chatham Knight.
That's her sixth rebound. Problem is with Waynesburg, right? You've got yourself such a big deficit that you've got no margin for error. You need to be almost perfect on either end of the court coming back from a 24-point halftime deficit. You've cut it to 20. It was actually at 19 for a second there. But that's just a long way to climb back.
After the ball tipped out of bounds, Pauly triggers from near the right corner, gets the handoff from Cal. Left wing pass on the little flip there to Adonai Johnson. Cal top of the key, wants some movement from Blair. Now she'll drive, gets by Estelle, scoop layup no good. Blair rebound, the follow doesn't go. Rebound, third try, there's Pauly, right-handed hook from the left side, low blocks, and it's an 18-point ball game, 48-30.
Just her fourth point, though. She averages over 16.
Drive by Slade, lost the handle. Cal has it, and I think she was trying to call the timeout, but the arrow, the tie-up will be called.
I'm not sure. The far side ref said he didn't hear it. I'm not sure she had clean possession or not. She was the player who made that defensive play on the jump in on the near blocks to create that scramble.
106 left in the third. 18-point advantage for Beaver Falls. Largest lead was at 24. Dish to Estelle, and the assist there for Haskins makes that happen. Tamara Estelle with her second field goal of the game. Lob pass ahead, breaking pressure. Waynesburg trying to answer quickly. And Chatham Knight hook in the lane. No. Rebound. A little friendly fire there. Kyle had it, but it ricochets to Timus instead. Haskins, floater from the right side, low blocks. No good, but she's fouled, and two free throws for her as Beaver Falls leads this one 50-30, 40 seconds to go in the third.
First on Chatham Knight. It's 15 plus 15 a game for Poland and Haskins. And 16 for Draven Haskins is the game high, make it 17 with the first free throw. Addison Kyle comes in for Waynesburg. And off the bench for the Tigers, Donica Norman.
With the first free throw for Haskins, she's up to 17. Free throw bounces around and then out, but an offensive rebound for Donica Norman.
Welcome to the game, Donica. You can run this clock out.
And Beaver Falls might not mind doing that. Trap comes.
Well, you'd like to get points, right? But if you're plus 21,
time
you take that.
The miss out of bounds, though, off of Johnson of Waynesburg. Now we'll have another player checking in fresh.
It's the younger Haskins, Trina Haskins.
So Trina in. As there is Zakiya Slade, she'll find Timus, the miss from the right side low blocks. Another offensive rebound, though, for Norman. Norman, her older sister, Avina, a sophomore at St. Vincent College, having a great year in the PAC, leaders in the South Division. And right before the buzzer, after a miss, the rebound put back good for Timus. Very businesslike, heads back to the sideline as Beaver Falls climbs the lead back out to 23. 53-30, Tigers leading the Waynesburg Central Raiders here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Welcome back. Beaver Falls leading Waynesburg Central 53-30. We head to the fourth quarter in the 3A quarterfinals. Winner of this will play the winner between Greensburg Central Catholic and Olsch, and the Centurions leading 50-38 at the end of three quarters in that one. Waynesburg ball, Emma Blair, as it go out of bounds off of Timus with the defense. Well, Bobby, in the third period, Waynesburg starting to make some headway. They cut the deficit to 18, but Beaver Falls answers with a run at the end of the third to regain what was a 20-plus lead. It was 24 at the half. It's back
up
to 23.
Shaved 1 point off.
Yeah.
Better work, right, in the third than the second, but again, the deficit of 24, that's hard to overcome against a really good team, which both of these teams are. The Beaver Falls, look at this footwork by Kyle. Better defense by Norman. Stayed with her step to step.
Knight comes open for three left wing, short on the try, and Haskins will just let it go out of bounds, that being Draven Haskins. Trina Haskins back on the bench. To 30, Beaver Falls. Right wing pass is tipped by Blair and out of bounds. Well, no matter what happens in this one, the loser will head to the consolation bracket. So the season not over for whomever goes down to defeat. Waynesburg obviously on the trailing end of this one by 23. And Slade, nice dish. Looked like she might travel, but instead was able to find Norman, who does miss on the short range layup.
It's good vision. That's good vision, yeah. Almost. Have I mentioned they play defense like defensive backs? And that Dom Henderson is a defensive back coach.
Maybe a little of that bleeding over, I think.
They're just so good at stepping in the lanes. By the way, 13 points now with 12 rebounds for Peyton Kyle. She's been the best Raider tonight.
Kyle will have it here. Looking for a cutter. Has Pauly blocked by Slade. And now Beaver Falls will run with it. Three on two. Slithering through the defense. Bounce pass by Haskins to Pullen. And her shot blocked out of bounds.
I'm feeling those two have worked transition a few times in their careers. That was a good little, you made it, slithering. And then good vision. I thought that Hassan's going to go up, but she passed it off their teammate. Even though they keep possession, it went out of bounds off of Waynesburg.
6:36 to go in the fourth, and a three-ball drained by Slade in the right corner. Zakiya Slade up to 12 in double figures.
Her second three-pointer.
And a bit of an uncontrolled drive there by Pauly, but a bailout foul is that one called on Slade. Another look
three,
at the Slade
right?
three.
Wide open in the right corner.
Well, Waynesburg still without a three. Five of them have gone down for Beaver Falls. Two for Haskins, two for Slade, and one for Cannon.
You mentioned Pauly getting bailed out. She's still stuck at four, now 5 points, averaging 16 a game. Pauly's freshman year looks like this. 20 times in 23 games, she's gone double figures. She's had 20 or more points three of the last four games. And Randy, she's been their leading scorer 14 times. That's a really great first year.
Scores another on the second free throw, so two for two trip for her there. 56-32 Beaver Falls. Slade tries for another three, that time off target, rebounded by Cal. Nearing 6 minutes remaining in the fourth, Pauly looks to Blair left corner. Will hook pass right back to Blair, and she'll lay it in. Took a bump on the end of that as well. Great find by Cal additionally, and that cuts the deficit to 56-34. And then a turnover forced by Waynesburg on an errant pass.
So we've got Cal, 13 points, 13 rebounds. That's our second assist. That's a really good two-man game right there. Also a block for Peyton Cowell.
5:55 left in the fourth. Kyle accepts the inbounds, breaking pressure. Has Knight, left wing three. No good. Still without a tray are the Raiders. Now an errant pass again by Beaver Falls. But Pullen recognizes that, gets the ball back to Draven Haskins. Into the forecourt come the Tigers. In between the circles, Haskins. Right corner, Slade. Working around the perimeter. Time the friend to the Tigers right now. Runner in the lane, no good. Hard off the back rim for Haskins. Blair has the rebound, picks up her dribble though. Goes to Knight.
Got 9 points and now nine rebounds for Emma Blair.
Cal fakes a pass, takes a bump, and
turns
actually
it over.
Maybe more the bump from her own teammate, so it's lost out of bounds.
Yeah, she got into space issues with Chatham Knight right there on the baseline.
Lead 22 for Beaver Falls. As we're at 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. Slade. Bounce pass along the baseline to Norman. She tries to kick it out after a double team. Ball tipped toward Haskins, who tries a three, no good. Another offensive rebound. Slade looks to pull in, a little fake, and just drives the rest of the way in. 58-34 Beaver Falls.
Just her eighth point, but really smooth. And she's back in the passing lane. Another steal.
Steal for Pullen. Finds Timus all alone. Timeout for Waynesburg. 4:31 to go in the fourth. This will be a full timeout. Beaver Falls leads 60-34 in the 3A quarterfinals. You're tuned into NFHS and greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
All Beaver Falls in this one, 60-34. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
I believe 10-7, right? That was the lead for Waynesburg.
It was
before 10-7. That run started. That's when the defense started to get its footing for Beaver Falls.
12-0 run.
Since then, all Tigers.
Now after the 12-0 run, it's been Beaver Falls in front the rest of the way. There's that defense again. Forced another turnover.
This time, right, you don't have to – you'd like to get a steal, right? But it's Haskins just being bothersome, which caused that turnover on the near sideline.
Bounce pass to the corner with Slade. And there's a steal. Good read there by Polly. Polly trying to get around pulling, and she does. Cuts it to 60-36. Waynesburg, after the timeout by Coach Capozzoli, telling his team to play it through, play hard, and finish strong. You've got another game after this one. Layup for Kalasia Cannon on the other end, 62-36 in favor of Beaver Falls.
I'm pretty impressed with Beaver Falls and their passes tonight as well.
Cal, pump fake gets by a defender, then the ball stripped out of bounds.
I like that pump fake and the drive, but of course, Pullen has the quick hands. There's the driving layup from the left wing for Pullen, and a steal for Pullen, and an assist for Pullen. That's pretty all-around play right there. That's a good little Taylor Pullen video package.
It really was. Making her mark in a variety of ways. You said earlier, you know, only 8 points for her, but she impacts the game in so many ways. And let that last video highlight reel be Exhibit A. 3:42 left in the fourth, 62-36 Beaver Falls. Right wing, Polly thought about three. We'll go to Blair. Fakes a pass inside, dribbles off to the left, cross court pass over the head of Johnson and out of bounds.
Why? Because Taylor Pullen was in the passing lane. Dom Henderson has got his troops believing, right? They're bought into their defensive package. They're about to get win number 22.
Yeah, well on their way. And last we heard, Olsch leading by 12.
Well, GCC was leading by 12.
Or excuse me, GCC leading over Olsch by 12. My apologies. So it could be the Centurions and Tigers in the next matchup
Elena
on Saturday.
Gribble.
Yeah.
Jayla Peterson for the Centurions against this defense.
There's Cal for a layup for Waynesburg. Again, the Raiders not going down without a fight.
Sure. You would expect nothing less. 15-13 now by my numbers for Cal. Blair has 9 points and 10 rebounds for Waynesburg.
Underneath Estelle to answer, 64-38 Beaver Falls. As we wind to 2:38 remaining. Estelle with 6 points.
She's got six off the bench. I've got no points off the bench for Waynesburg in this one. So Estelle off the bench has six. Norman has got a couple rebounds off the bench. Slade off the bench has 12. So the depth a little bit better for Beaver Falls, although Estelle was called for a personal.
That'll send Peyton Cowell back to the free throw line.
She certainly came to play tonight. The senior leader, Peyton Cowell, even though she misses that free throw.
Also a goalkeeper, four-year starter in net for the girls' soccer team at Waynesburg. All section this past fall with 166 saves. Also 16 points on the hardwood against Seton LaSalle and a key win for Waynesburg this season.
10-9 last year, 10 points and 9 rebounds as a junior. So a good two-sport athlete for the Raiders. Most of them are. They have only two of their 10 rostered players are basketball players. The other eight have either soccer or girls volleyball. Two good programs at Waynesburg.
Both free throws missed. Ball by Pullen thrown out of bounds. So ball back to Waynesburg on the turnover. Beaver Falls leading 64-38. 2:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. So Beaver Falls will head back to the semifinals for the third consecutive year. It'll be the fourth time in the last seven seasons.
Again, a program that was 1-18 back in 2020.
Yeah, what a turnaround and what a job done by Dom Henderson.
Indeed.
Emma Blair hands it off to Pauly in between the circles. Gets a screen for Cal. Pauly's three-point try blocked by Pullen. And now in transition, after a pass by Janiyah Lowe, Pullen blocked. Is coming up with a limp there as Pauly after the denial. Now we've got the ball jarred loose by Cal out of bounds near the right corner.
Credit to Tess Pauly, right? Didn't quit after she had a three blocked. Got back to deny the transition basket. That's a character play. When you're trailing by this much, that's a character play.
Off the inbounds, three ball missed by Lowe in the right corner. Other way, Johnson layup. And it's now 64-38. Or check that, 64-40 rather. Timus layup to answer for Beaver Falls with 1:16 remaining. And we have a timeout for Waynesburg. And we'll take a break as well. 1:15 left in this one, 66-40. Beaver Falls leads Waynesburg, 3A quarterfinals here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
1:15 remaining in the fourth. Beaver Falls in control, 66-40 in the 3A girls basketball quarterfinals. Waynesburg possesses as Cal has had the best night for Waynesburg with 15 points in the forecourt.
Huffman and Kendall McKay backing off the bench for Waynesburg here late.
Pauly to Cal. Cal spins in, fakes left, goes back, or fakes right, goes back left, and then the layup no good. Rebound putback is true for Addison Cal, so she helps Big Sister out.
Yeah, she's like, I got you, Big Sister. That's her first bucket.
Makes it 66-42.
I think Peyton deserved better because the spin cycle was really good.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't fall in for her.
She was just helping out Little Sister, she'll say later, right? Pauly drives and draws a foul that will send her to the line.
Something that might have happened. There it is, just falling off the back of the rim. And Addison cleaning it up. That might have happened in the driveway or the backyard a time or two. Pauly, by the way, chance to get into double figures, which would be the 21st time in her freshman season. 21 times in 24 games. Haskins is the leading scorer. Draven for Beaver Falls. Either Haskins or Pullen. That's 13 times now in 14 games. One of those two has been the leading scorer for Beaver Falls. It'll be the seventh time for Haskins in that stretch.
Pauly connects on the first free throw. 66-43 Beaver Falls. And the second, front rim, rebound. Well, Polly saves it to a teammate in Larson Huffman. I love the hustle there. There's a steal taken away out of the hands of McKay. Beaver Falls with 21 seconds. Ball pinballs about. Layup for Timus off the ricochet. She has a dozen. And Beaver Falls up 68-43.
She's been good tonight, the freshman.
Down to the final
Thomas.
10 seconds. Runner. Good with the right hand for Polly.
That's doubles for Tess Polly.
And that'll be the last basket of the night as the clock winds to zero and Beaver Falls advances to the semifinals for the third consecutive season, in doing so with a 68-45 victory. Stay tuned. We'll have the McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game in just a moment as you're tuned in to NFHS and Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hey, we're back in a final as we get settled before our next contest coming up between South Fayette and Trinity. Beaver Falls 68-45 winners, Beaver Falls over Waynesburg Central in this 3A quarterfinal. And in the first quarter, Waynesburg led 10-7, but a 12-0 run for Beaver Falls flipped the script, and the Tigers led the rest of the way and pulled away for the remainder of the night with that 68-45 victory. Draven Haskins led for Beaver Falls with 17 points, and Peyton Cowell with 15 to lead the way for Waynesburg Central. Several others in double figures for Beaver Falls. Timus, had 12. Zakiah Slade with a dozen off the bench as well. Well, as we always do here on Greensports.net, the McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game will go to one of our Greene County players, win or lose. You'll hear who that player is coming up in just a moment. The McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And we're back in the postgame here of this one. Beaver Falls defeats Waynesburg 68-45. And Bob Orquist for Waynesburg, Peyton Cowell, 15 points and 14 rebounds, our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Yeah, she certainly was the best player. We got a little bit of foul trouble in the first half. That may have affected things, but she was the most consistent player. The senior posted a double-double. And again, the season not over for Waynesburg. They fall into the consolation bracket.
At 21-3 now overall, Beaver Falls 22-1 as they advance to the semifinals to face Greensburg Central Catholic, who defeated Olsch tonight 57-42. And you can find that action on the NFHS Network coming up on Saturday. That'll do it for this broadcast. Beaver Falls defeats Waynesburg Central 68-45. For Bob Orquist, I'm Randy Gore. We will talk to you again soon on Greensports.net and NFHS Greensports.net coverage presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.